Well, it's day two of Crufts, and I'm very lucky enough to have managed to grab Caroline Kisco, who's the secretary of the Kennel Club, for just a quick catch-up first thing this morning on what the Kennel Club have been up to in the last year, some of the highlights of Crufts this year, and one of my favourites, and the first time ever that the final's taking place at Crufts, is Scruff. So first of all, good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
So this year at Crufts, what are some of the highlights do you think that people should look out for?
Well, as ever, it's just a very, very busy show. You've already mentioned Scruffs. I think that's certainly going to be something that is completely new, completely unusual, in as much as, although it isn't by any means the first time we've had crossbreeds at Crufts, it's certainly the first time that they've had their own class at the show to which pedigree dogs can't enter. So that's certainly a major draw. But we've also introduced a Kennel Club accredited instructors zone specially for seminars, which is all about people who currently work with dogs or want to work with dogs. Lots of seminars going on all day, on all 4 days. Very popular yesterday, seemed to be packed all the time. So lots of new things going on and just a very exciting show.
No, that's great. And, well, KCAI, the Kennel Club Accredited Instructor Scheme, is something that's close to my heart because I'm a member working towards accreditation. And as you said, it's this year's the first year that they've had the education zone and a lot of seminars for people to attend. But can you explain very briefly to people who may not know what KCAI is, the benefits of it and why it came into being?
Well, the scheme was really started because there was no formal accreditation in place for people who are instructing other people in training dogs. And the issue that we could see was that there were lots of different organisations out there, but there was no one organisation as an umbrella, if you like. And that's what KCAI aims to be. It's an umbrella. It isn't a training scheme in itself. It's about allowing people to bring all of their experience and bring it all together through modules, through study, through putting together their work and what they currently do, sending that in. They work with a mentor throughout to make sure that at the end of their own period of study, they truly deserve the title of a Kennel Club accredited instructor.
And I think one of the really good things about the scheme is you can be a Kennel Club accredited instructor, but you can also have the specialisms in different activity areas like obedience, agility, or even there is one, I think, for greyhounds and lurchers, which is obviously very close to my heart. And I think the thing that I would say to people having gone through the process is don't be put off by the paperwork, first of all, because I think that's what may put some people off, but it's a very, very good scheme. And coming on to Scruffs again, which you've already mentioned, I think a lot of people don't realise that you don't have to be own a pedigree dog, I should say, to be involved with the Kennel Club and the Kennel Club activities. Scruffs is a great example, but there are ways that people can register their crossbreeds with the Kennel Club, aren't there?
Absolutely. The Kennel Club has actually registered crossbreeds and mixed breed dogs since the 1940s, so for a very, very long time. And the initially, that registration was all about allowing people to take part in activities with their dogs. So whether it was agility, heel work to music, flyball, obedience, all of the things that people do with their dogs. So that was why the activity register was initially set up. But it's gone beyond that now. We actually have a companion dog register as well, so that if you just have a dog that you just like sitting around and at home with and taking for a walk, that dog can still be registered with us.
That's brilliant. And one of the exciting things I know that the Kennel Club have taken on this year is the sport of rally. You've taken that on from the Association of Pet Dog Trainers. Yeah. And I think that's something that's really accessible to all pet dog owners. Is there anything you can share with us about the plans that you may have for that?
Well, we're really just beginning with Rally. Rally, obviously, as you say, already exists. It's something that we're very keen to promote, to get out there to the clubs. And as you say, it's available for everybody. It's something which is kind of a cross between obedience and a little bit of agility as well. So it's a sort of a fun version, if you like. Not quite as serious as obedience, but at the same time still taking the whole training and so on very seriously to make sure that the dog, while it's having fun, is also definitely under control. But we're also looking at the possibility of bringing Canicross under the Ooh. Kennel Club's umbrella as well. And again, something that everybody can take part in with their dog.
Yeah, they are brilliant activities, and I'm really interested in finding out more about Rally myself for me to have a go, but also to teach it, because I think it really helps increase the bond that people have with their dogs. With Crufts, obviously, today is the Toy and Utility Day. Yesterday was Hound and Terrier Day. No surprises, one of my favourite days. I was really pleased to see the Whippet was picked out in the lineup yesterday. Shame it wasn't a greyhound, but there you go. That's my bias coming through. Just touching upon some of the controversies that surround Crufts and pedigree dogs, I know that a lot has been undertaken by the Kennel Club. Some people think not enough, but obviously it takes time when you're breeding generations of dogs. But what I think people aren't necessarily aware of is the money and the funding that the Kennel Club gives to, is it your genetics centre and sort of healthcare? Can you just tell people a little bit about that? Because I don't think they necessarily know.
Well, all of the profits from the Kennel Club actually go into the Kennel Club Charitable Trust, and the Charitable Trust actually gives money to pretty much all of the veterinary universities in the UK, but it also supports its own Kennel Club Genetics Centre at the Animal Health Trust. But this year we also opened the Kennel Club Cancer Centre at the Animal Health Trust. And the idea is that while the Cancer Centre will be treating dogs, it will also be working with the Genetics Centre to try to isolate some of the genetic background causes of cancer in dogs, so that maybe we can actually avoid these cancers occurring in the first place. So there's an awful lot going on within the health sphere. Many of the breed clubs actually put money into genetic health tests that the Animal Health Trust is developing. So together with the breed people, with the clubs, with the AHT and with some of the other veterinary universities, there is an awful lot of health work going on.
Well, that's really heartening to hear, I think, for people who wouldn't necessarily know that. And obviously, some of the criticisms that have been levied at the Kennel Club and some of the breeds, they can't be bred out overnight. It does take generations. And I think within the last sort of 5-6 years, you know, in my opinion, great strides have been made. Just before we wrap up today, the vet checks are obviously a part of Crufts that were introduced, was it last year?
Yes, the veterinary checks were introduced last year. They're just beginning to get into their stride, I suppose. I don't mean that, you know, they haven't changed in any way. But what it does, where we are now is that people have become accustomed to them. I think it was quite a shock for anybody being faced with it last year for the first time. And we felt doing it at Crufts was the right thing to do, simply because it is the Kennel Club's show. If there was going to be flack over it, why should it not be taken directly by us? Through the year last year, the checks went on throughout the major championship shows, and in fact, as the time went on, there were fewer and fewer failures. We then held, just a month or so ago, we held a seminar at Stoneleigh with all of the high-profile breeds, bringing their dogs along, talking to interested people, the judges, to some of the media and so on as well, and talking with each other about what they've done so far and where they're going with their breeds. It's interesting if you watch the film that we have, which is the Breeding for the Future film, which is on YouTube, that shows very clearly the difference that's already been bred into bulldogs, into some bulldogs. So somebody has, there's a fantastic film on there which shows Norman Davis actually with one of his old style bulldogs, as he would call it, and one of his new style bulldogs. And they're quite different in type. But that has taken, he obviously started early, and that has taken quite a number of generations to get to that point, because what you cannot do is concentrate singly on one feature, because if you do that, you're likely to cause problems in another area of the dog. Definitely. So it's about the whole dog, which is going to take time.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting you say that actually about the bulldog, because in my puppy classes, I had a Victorian bulldog, which the owners had served such long and hard for, and they're slightly longer legged, and they're not quite as squashed in the face as some of the brachycephalic breeds. So, I mean, I think that's really heartening for people to hear. And Crufts is much more than obviously just dog showing. There's lots of different activities going on in the rings. Agility, Staffordshire Bull Terrier agility was amazing yesterday. Now, so one last tough question, just to round up the interview. If there was one thing that you wanted to recommend to just a general dog lover coming to Crufts to go and see or do, what would it be?
I think I would tell them to go and park themselves at the main arena and just sit and soak it all in. There is so much going on in there all day long. Lots of different activities coming in and out of the ring. And actually, so much that you can learn and pick up about all the different things that people do with their dogs. Because you've got agility, you've got heelwork to music, you've got dog showing, you've got displays, as you say, the Staffordshire Bull Terriers yesterday, but working gun dogs as well. I mean, just a fantastic range of different things to just sit and soak up.
Thank you. That's a really good tip, and the atmosphere is always terrific as well in the arena. So Caroline, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. I know you've got a busy day ahead, so thank you very much.